be a common laborer at $3 a day, $3 an hour, and make a living and eat and get around a little bit. And these farmers, I'd venture to say in this particular parish, for instance, outside of about three people who's got a good little bit of coming up elsewhere and got a good little bit of oil money behind them, outside of them, 99% of the rest of them would have been built if it hadn't been for the high land values going up. That's all that's kept us all going. The land values going up, you can borrow more money on the damn land and keep going, hoping for a break sooner or later. Now, it looked like we was going to have a pretty good crop this year. And beans was up about $7.50, a little bit better back here about 3 months ago, and now you can't even get $5 from them. They're just starting to cut them, so they're going down, see? Everybody was scared to sell them. If you sell them and they go down, everybody think you're a genius. If you sell them and they go up on the market, everybody think what a damn fool you are. So therefore, and if you sell them, if you book them, you've got to produce that many beans. Well, if they go up and you can't buy them, you go pretty quick anyway, you see. So it's a gamble, all it is playing the market.
You don't book them?
Yeah, I don't book mine. I haven't booked any.
Did you really think the beans would go higher than
$7? Well, I thought they were going all up at that time.
Yeah.
But when the beans were at the highest, we didn't have any beans. We was in a drought and they wasn't even up.
You had a drought here?
We had a drought here early in the year, yeah. March, April, and May, it was dry as hell. I had some beans that I planted stayed in the ground 7 weeks before the first bean come out. And I never had it happen before, but they all came up to a stand. I just figured I'd go out to plant them over, and I just waited until it rained to go plant them over. Then we had a big rain, and of course, it would be about 3 or 4 days before you get in there. Well, then it was sprouting, so we waited and see, and we got a perfect stand out of them, but they were in the ground 7 weeks before they came out of the ground. And I ain't never had that happen before. That shows you how dry it was. It's just like laying in a, you know, in a box. The dirt dried dust, and there wasn't nothing there to germinate it. We never seen them before.
Good job. You know how much they get for beans in Japan? $25 per year. How much they get? So somebody's making some money. I think it's the middleman.
Well, it's your middleman making all your money. It's the same way with beef. The farmer, we don't make a thing on this cattle business. These cattle business, you see, look at the feedlots been closed up over the last few years of contamination.
Yeah.
And by gosh, it's just the middleman takes too much. Well, that's they're like cotton. If you don't own your own cotton picker, at the present price of cotton, it'll take a third of it to get it picked. When you can't raise stuff and put the fertilizer on it, the corn on it, and break it, and the chemicals to keep the grass and weeds out of it, and then give half of it, a third to half of it away for picking it, ain't no way in the world to make the money. Because that other costs you more than that. When it costs you, well, to use trapping, for instance, it'll cost you from $8 to $10 an acre, depending on how much you put on the ground. And that's when you ever plant a damn thing. Then you got your fertilizer, and then you got your other chemicals to keep down this weed and that weed. You know, we're in a healthy state.
Yeah. When you were coming up, what sort of things would people get here in the way of sickness or? Did you ever have malaria?
I never had any of these kids sickness, but they used to have malaria in this country and whooping cough and all that kind of stuff. But I just, all my brothers and sisters had whooping cough. I never did. Had the mumps and I never did. And I never had no measles till, there's about a dozen kinds of those, and I never had any measles till, about 18 or 20 years ago, I went up to a cow sale up at Limestone, Tennessee. And I picked up the measles. I come back and I was the sickest dog you ever saw about 3 days later with the beef. Broke out from the tip of my toe to the top of my head.
From the cow?
Huh?
From the cow?
No, I just picked it up from association with somebody up there that had it, see?
Yeah.
Just was in the right stage to pick it up, I'd say.